Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and God bless. This is Evangelist Faye. Good morning, and it's August the 3rd. It's Monday, a new beginning of the week, and God bless you. God bless you. My topic today is personal choice, and coming from Psalms 49:7-13, and Matthew 7 through 9, and Matthew 7, chapter 7, 13 to 14. Amen. Personal choice. Heavenly Father, as I get into the word, may God bless the Holy Spirit upon us, and may He get this word through us, and let it be a blessing bestowed upon someone that's hearing the word. Amen. Amen. Personal choice. I'm going to read Psalms 49, 7 through 8. Truly, no man can ransom another or give to God the price of his life, for the ransom of their life is costly and can never suffice. Amen. There are some things no person can do for another. For example, none of us can make a decision to accept Christ for another. Every soul makes its own decision or choice. The truth hurts many of us because we love people who have resisted the gospel message. Though we seek to share the joys of Jesus, some will never come to Him. When that's the person we give care to, it's a heavy load to bear. God does not hold us accountable for another's decision. He only tells us to bear the news. We should do that greatly with respect, because we all know those who have irritated others by coming on too strong. Pushing doesn't work. It causes resentment and not faith. If a loved one refuses God, perhaps it's time to stop talking and start praying. Maybe another messenger will open that hard heart to the truth. Perhaps it's time to live our faith as much as speaking it. Ultimately, that decision lies between one person and God. Give truth. Let your loved ones choose and trust God for the outcome. Amen. Amen. Lord, help me, help us to care for the loved ones by not taking this decision into their hands. You say each must make a choice. Help them be fervent in prayer instead. In Jesus' holy name, amen. Let them, family member, friend, whoever you come across, let them make the choice. My God, amen, amen. Please help them make choice. Amen. Because God is God. I have another scripture, Matthew 7:13 through 14. You enter by the narrow gate, for the gate is wide, and the way is easy that leads to destruction. And those who enter by it are many. For the gate is narrow, and the way is hard that leads to life. And those who find it are few. Amen. Amen. I have another one. Proverbs 19:21. Many are the plans in the mind of a man, but it is the purpose of the Lord that will stand. Amen. I hope this word get to you Monday, this day, to get you through a beginning of a new day, a new week. And may God bless you with your walk this week. And may God's angels protect you and your family in Jesus' name. Hey, I'm Evangelist Faye, and I'll be back with you Wednesday on another word. For God, He loves you, and He'll stand by His word. God is love. So let God guide your soul. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I'll see you Wednesday. God bless.